the expectation is that today people will fool around. I like to do the unexpected, or to have the unexpected is what people expect from this program. So I'm not doing any April Fool stuff. How about that? Nah, 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 nah. I thought looking at the history of April Fool's Day, though, back in 1957, all of Great Britain seemed to be fooled by a famous newscaster. His name was Richard Dimbleby. The newscaster, wrapping up the day's news, said that the spring spaghetti crop in southern Switzerland was doing very, very well. I actually remember this. Anybody else remember this? Do you remember this? Well, Kenny, you probably don't remember this.
1957. I remember hearing about it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, in essence, what happened, the BBC showed spaghetti being picked from a tree. And a lot of Brits believed it, by Jove. One member of the staff remembers doing something similar by asking radio listeners to send $100. We'll send you 25 words or less. Okay, so there'll be some silly stuff that'll go on today. And that's A-okay. You can pull. You want to pull a fast one on me? Help yourself. Maybe a swell prize will be tied to it. 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Ken. Jennifer is out today. Jennifer and her father run a rather tightly knit family business in Los Angeles aimed at providing content to all the cable companies around the country. And there are a number of members of her family who work there with her. But there was a falling out, apparently, of one of the members of the family. I get into the story, but so Jennifer had burned the midnight oil, and me being the benevolent so-and-so that I am said, Jennifer, it's okay. Take the day off, or at least this half of the day off, so you can have your real job work well. You can be gone today. We won't pull any April Fool's jokes. Oh, maybe we should call her up on the air. You think that'd be mean? That'd be mean. So that's the problem with some of the April Fool stuff is it's just plain mean. Kenny, what was the most outrageous or mean April Fool's joke that was ever played on you? Hope it was your ex-wife. That was a joke in itself.
It was in April, but it wasn't on the first. You know, I think I've been fortunate enough that I don't think anybody has played anything particularly mean on me.
Really? That's because they.
I know that 10, 12, maybe even 15 years ago, I had a part-time job in an office, and they did something on my computer that told it that I was left-handed, so the mouse should be. So when you try to use the mouse with your right hand, it doesn't work. Everything is backwards.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that was pretty harmless.
Yeah. I think I saw you try to pull that on me as well, and I think I bought it. For a while, anyway, because the facilities that I have, I'm in West Palm Beach this morning, by the way. As the traveling circus moves north, I came down to get Meredith and drive her home from Florida after she'd been here for 3 months. And so last night I went to see the Moody Blues. Had a chat with Justin Hayward, who's the lead singer of the Moody Blues. What a great show. My God, did they put on a great show. The people here really loved them. Anyway, the reason that I'm telling you that was because I'm reaching over right now for the mouse. I'm in this studio that's not my normal studio on the farm. It's set up with three. Most of these studios are the same. Well, look, there's four screens in this studio. There are three in my studio at home, and one of them is a screen that controls the callers. So I reach over with my left hand because that's where the screen is, and that's how I put you on the air using my left hand. Now, I'm right-handed, and it would be much easier for me to have the mouse in my right hand, but it wasn't, you couldn't really fix the studio up the way I wanted it set up without having to use my left hand. And I remember when I don't think it was Richie, but somebody, because that particular aspect of the studio got set up around April Fool's Day, and yeah, somebody said, well, you got to be, this is a left-handed mouse. And I'm looking at the thing, like I'm looking at this mouse right now, wait a minute, what is it? Because it had, supposedly you had to have your left finger. You know the story. Anyway, it's kind of silly stuff. Now, the more serious things that are going on today, what'd you say, Michael? Oh, Dan wants to play. If we know he's setting us up, is he really setting us up? Dan, April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's Day.
Yes, I'm not setting you up. I went into a very large supermarket in Smith River, California, and conned the girl behind the PA system where she did video type stuff to let me take over the PA system. And I said I had a small announcement for the manager, and I knew him. So I got a hold of the mic, and I said, "Attention, Walmart shoppers, you're in the wrong store." And that was on April 1st.
Did everybody leave?
Yeah, they just all started laughing. Right. And he come running out, and he says, "Dan, I knew it was you."
That's cute. That's a good story. Thank you for sharing it with us. Yeah, that's good. 888-302-3684. What's your April Fool's story? Who's played a yunker on you and gotten away with it one way or the other? Whether or not you think the Obamacare and the exchange opening and closing and the deadline for signing up and all that other stuff is a joke, March 31st has come and gone. And those of you who needed to sign up needed to at least get started with it before the 31st, so you wouldn't get a fine on April 15th, 2015. And there are all kinds of ways of getting out of it. In this last week alone, the call center handled a record 2.5 million calls, surpassing the 2.4 million it received during the entire month of February. Over the weekend, you remember that Secretary Sebelius appeared at a Baptist church in Miami to urge people in Florida to sign up before the deadline. And there were a lot of television interviews yesterday with all over, you know, the same stuff. Vice President Joe Biden was on the scene yesterday, Kenny. Encouraging.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Young people to enroll. Let's see. He was on with Rachel Ray. What is there about Rachel Ray that would attract people of the age? Because they're trying to focus in on the younger they were. Is a lot of young people watching Rachel Ray?
I don't know. I would think it was just mostly women. I would think it would be a kind of a middle-aged audience.
Mm-hmm, that's what I would have thought, too. Anyway, there was a lot of traffic and a lot of energy, a lot of interest in this one way or another. And the Republicans, of course, there was an op-ed piece, I think it was in USA Today yesterday. Senator Tom Coburn said the vast majority of enrollees were previously insured and they got knocked out, so they wanted to get reinsured. Getting Americans to re-enroll in insurance is no great achievement, particularly when many of those customers were forced to give up the plan they had in the first place. And you know what? I think that is the great hoax here. That is part of what is a great hoax. People signing up, and that's what they don't tell. It's really, it's kind of insidious. Is that the right word? When you look at this, how many people lost their insurance because of the change in the law? Insurance company said, "We're not going to insure you because you're it's not safe to insure you. We don't make any money on guys like you, so you're out," when the hole presented itself. And that was mismanagement to begin with. Everybody forgets quickly about that sort of thing. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. Are you opposed to it? For it? Are you signing up? Did you sign up? Is it a big joke? Who wants it? Who doesn't want it? We'll take a few calls on that. Matter of moments. Ron Hoffman, by the way, Dr. Ron joins us in the next half hour of Good Day with some medical news. Maybe we'll talk about this just a bit and how it's affecting him. There's an interesting bill that went before the Senate yesterday to fix what people are being paid, what doctors are being paid. Apparently yesterday, this is sort of one of those evil coincidences. Yesterday, what doctors were paid to work on Medicare patients was supposed to be cut by 24%. But that didn't happen because there was a last-minute bill that changed all that. But then here we want people to sign up for a program that the government supposedly is all wrapped around, and then their incentive to get doctors to go along is to cut what they're paid by 24%. Nice deal, right? So calls on this. We'll take a few calls. Isn't that a nice deal, Kenny? I'd like to have a deal like that.
Yeah, that's super. Lovely.
Yeah, very nice. 888-302-3684, 16 after. I'm Doug Steffen.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Sort of to underscore the message here, after eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies so you can go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com, or you can go to DougStefan.com. Find out what's going on today. April Fool's jokes starting early with the social media buzzing about a story from England claiming scientists had cloned a dinosaur. Yes, it is Tuesday, April the 1st, 888-302-3684. A lot of people will be calling, this is the worst April Fool's joke ever played on Obamacare. Here's Richard in Connecticut with a focus on what most people he knows think about the Affordable Health Care Act.
People are wondering why so many people are opposed to the ACA. Well, I'll tell you straight out what the problem is. Millions of people had private plans through their employees, millions, and they are being dumped from those plans. I was just informed that my company is transitioning to a new plan. My wife, and which was going to cost me probably more over the long run. Now, my wife has works part-time. The company is contributing $14,000 for medical for her.
Ooh.
So.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of money. I didn't think that there were. Can you imagine what that'll do to the bottom line of that company? 21 past the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. JerkySpot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
From The Voice last night, an elimination round. So this is Kara Mickens and TJ Wilkins from Team Usher with a song called Get Here. Let's see if we like it first.
Much better, make it soon.
Song is being played, or being sung here, right? It took a while for us to get there. Did you recognize it early on, Kenny?
No, I didn't. Not until they kind of got to the chorus.
They try to be too clever, too creative. If you want to get people on your side, get them a song that they recognize and do it in a way that quickly brings them over. And that would be my philosophy if I was doing this, but I'm not doing it. Nobody's invited me to be either a contestant or a, that'd be something interesting. You could be a contestant or a team captain. Anyway, not bad. Usher, the team director, selected TJ as his winner. So Sierra is out gonzo, and I can hear him now. Oh, it's the hardest decision I ever had to make. You know, it sounds kind of like your parents saying to you, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. Isn't that sort of what you think of when you get to these people that are being eliminated one way or another? Okay, so that's an excerpt from The Voice last night, very popular show on NBC. Speaking of NBC, we have the late night shows, the two NBC guys, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, coming up after Conan with a little bit, little excerpt from the monologue last night.
We've traveled a lot of places, right, Andy? I'm going to try my hardest ever to give you people a great show. You know why? Because I know you're armed, all right? Give an extra gun, share it with the person next to you, people. I'm learning so much about your city. I've studied. You know that Dallas officially became a city in 1871? True story, yeah. That was the year the founding fathers broke ground on the first Whataburger. Yeah.
I was really big over the weekend, though. I saw this Pope Francis made news when he actually went to confession himself. Pope going to confession. When asked who he confessed the sins to, he said, duh, Oprah.
Great news coming out of New Jersey. I don't know if you heard about this, but the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, been on the show, been in a lot of trouble. Here's what he did. Here's a take charge kind of guy. He said, okay, I'm in trouble because people think I closed the George Washington Bridge. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have my staff investigate me. So they did.
Yes, and
he personally headed up the investigation.
Yes. Well,
found himself not guilty.
Pretty good.
So today, to celebrate, he shut down I-95.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the Secret Service arrested a man today. They arrested a man today after he tried to scale a fence at the White House. They reportedly said to the man, "Sorry, but you still have 2 more years, Mr. President." You have to stay.
Right. So Conan is on the road again doing his shows from Dallas. Interesting how you can hear just in the audio the different quality of being up on a stage as he was versus being in the studio. Isn't it very, very interesting?
Yeah.
And to hear how that that varies. I went to the Moody Blues concert last night. I was late getting back to the hotel, actually, where we stayed last night, and turned on Arsenio, who is doing a sort of play on what David Letterman does, the top. It wasn't instead of a top 10 joke or the top 10 list. It was a top 9 list. And it was all the reasons he'd never been on the David Letterman program, which I thought was, you know, I'm not sure I think he's that clever. I think he's affable, and I think that's why people like him. But it is true. One of the things he said, the number one reason he wasn't on the David Letterman show is because he looks too much like Wesley, or too many people confuse him for Wesley Snipes, which I also thought was kind of, you know, clever and cute. 28 past the hour. Speaking of clever, say it again, Doug. Clever and cute. I'm Doug Steffen. Clever and
Welcome
cute.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, should the Supreme Court rule that corporations are people with religious beliefs?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than 1 million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Should the Supreme Court allow the devout owners of the Hobby Lobby Company to opt out of the contraceptive requirements of Obamacare?
I think this is a fight looking for a place to happen. So often it's about definitions. Does a corporation have the same rights as a citizen? Does it have the same rights as a nonprofit? But if you step way back and look at this and assess the actual impacts on real people, the overwhelming majority of women who want contraception have access to contraception.
Right.
If anyone, including the administration, thought that was not true, then there are plenty of things they could have done, right? They could have granted some very specific waivers. They could increase funding to Planned Parenthood. They could provide contraception for free. But that's really not the issue here.
You have these Hobby Lobby people who literally are arguing that methods of birth control that have nothing to do with abortion are abortifacients. And you have someone like Justice Scalia, who in an earlier case said religion cannot be used to evade provisions of the law, is now more than happy to evade provisions of the law because he doesn't like the Affordable Care Act. If you went back in time to, say, 1966, you would have seen religion used constantly to justify miscegenation laws. They are not burdened in any significant way by this requirement.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your book.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Stephen and Ken Kessler on the Good Day program, 33 after the hour, April Fool's Day. Dr. Ron Hoffman, I hope he doesn't have an April Fool's joke for us, joins us in a little bit to talk about some of the health issues of the week. Back to 1985 we go. George Plimpton played an April Fool's joke on readers of Sports Illustrated. He introduced the U.S. to Sid Finch, a 28-year-old aspiring monk who could throw a 168-mile-an-hour fastball. Whoa!
I remember that.
Yeah. Finch was said to be a free agent pitcher in the Mets system in spring training. He had learned the art of pitching while playing the French horn in his spare in his spare time. Plimpton, of course, admitted that Finch was a figment of his imagination, and there was never a person, nor has there been. It's just kind of a neat thing. There are some funny things that have happened over the years. All right. So if you have an element of your life that was wrapped around April Fool's, you thought was kind of cool, good idea, you want to share it with us, 888-302-3684. Rich and I and Kenny will be here to happily converse with you. Jennifer's off today. Meanwhile, the biggest April Fool joke of them all is that healthcare.gov suffered a glitch. It was a day early, however. It was yesterday. Last day of enrollment, last day to sign up for health insurance, and the surge of enrollments to try to cover those who lost their insurance earlier on in this whole fiasco. It actually froze up a couple of times, healthcare.gov. A couple of times didn't operate. People trying to log on. We're told the site was currently unavailable, end quote. Site was brought back online for a couple of hours before it locked people out again. The Health and Human Services Department said the problem was only affecting people trying to sign up on the site. Well, why the hell else would you go to the site? Why else would you go to that site other than to sign up? What am I missing here, Kenny? What's the purpose of the website other than to sign up? What am I missing?
I don't know of any other reason to go to that website.
Only affected people who were trying to sign up. Duh. About 1.2 million people had visited the site yesterday by noontime. Okay. The Washington aroma, the air that's in Washington, especially at this time of year when there's so many bills in the hopper, things that are being done or redone, I thought you'd be interested in knowing that yesterday a report was issued by Americans for Tax Fairness. The focus was on lobbying. And this particular effort was to save the tax extended, the tax extension, sorry, for big corporations. They were worth about $45 billion in annual corporate tax savings. 1,359 lobbyists representing 373 corporations were on Capitol Hill to plead to keep the tax breaks for the corporations. Now, I'm not against the tax break. I think we get, oh, all of us are taxed too much. There's way too much money being sent to Washington. It's frivolously spent, wasted. So I don't mind anybody and everybody getting as much of a break. But can you imagine 1,359 lobbyists going up there? Companies, the big financial companies from Wall Street, insurance companies, General Electric, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, they were all there. All these lobbyists that get paid a lot of money. Most of them are former congressmen or people that work on the staffs. You know that, right? Most of the lobbyists are lawyers who have been congressmen and or members of the staff of the congressman. That's who gets to be a lobbyist. They have an inside. They know the people who are in Congress. They call them up. Hey, Fred, remember that day on the golf course when I slipped you a Mickey or whatever it is? Yeah, well, let's see if we can do something for General Electric. What do you think? Can we help them out a little bit here? I'll buy you lunch next time I see you. Sure, thanks a lot for the consideration. They hang up. This is how government works. You're not influencing it. I hope you at least spent the time to get to the FDA yesterday after my story that beer, the local beer halls, and even the big beer companies are not going to be able to give their beer. That's what happens. They give the hops and the brew away to farmers so they can feed their cattle, whether it's beef cattle, dairy cattle.
So silly.
FDA says, no, we're not going to allow that. We don't know if it's safe. We don't know if it's safe. It's been going on for 70 years. Farmers have been taking. As a matter of fact, if you go back to the old days, when we were talking last year about penicillin, remember when I had, just last year, I've had discussion of raw milk on the air for a long, long time because in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a dairy farmer, and I sell raw milk and cheeses and that sort of thing on my dairy farm in Massachusetts. So this thing about pasteurization goes back, actually, way back to the 1880s when Pasteur came up with a process and it started to be used. The reason it was used is because most of the dairy farms were built in connection with or next to breweries or places where grain was being used in the manufacture of something, but mostly it was beer. So they had the dairy farms on the site where the beer was being brewed, and so they would take the grain and feed it to the cows on the farm. And because they didn't have the need to put the cows out to pasture, they'd feed them in the stanchions in the barn. The cows were getting dirty. They weren't being cleaned properly when they got milked. And so from that came the need for pasteurization.
If you go back to the founders of this country,
yes,
they were all two things.
And they were farmers and landowners.
Farmers and brewers.
Brewers, yeah.
Got George Washington, Thomas Jefferson owned a vineyard. George Washington owned brewed his own beer.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And as a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson, here locally in D.C. on Jefferson's estate, they made his brandy formula, and they made 140 bottles of it. And they're going to be selling it. No, they made 300 bottles of it, and they're going to be selling it for $140 a bottle.
Really?
Yeah, and it's some kind of flavored brandy or something like that. So all of the founders were moonshiners or brewers. Just because that's...
Now, wait a minute. Is this an April Fool's joke, or is this
really
true?
No, absolutely.
This is really true.
Yeah, no, look it up.
Yeah.
But George Washington brewed his own beer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right,
they would have fed their cows on their farm the grains.
Yeah, they would have. That's how it started. All right, Richie, thank you for explaining that.
Thank you for thinking the first thing out of my mouth this morning. There's some kind of a put up, though.
And do you? Well, I know you. Put on, put out, whatever. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. As long as we're in Washington, how about we go over to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau? Last year, they received 163,000 700 complaints. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. You didn't even know it existed, right? 163,700 complaints, nearly double the complaints that were logged the year before. The problems were people complaining about home mortgages and the way the debt collectors were trying to get into the faces of the people who were behind on their mortgages. 15% were related to consumer credit card reporting and the same techniques being used to try to get you to pay your credit card debt. The in-your-face actions that I guess they're illegal, aren't they? Wasn't there something done, though, to change that?
Yeah, no, you cannot threaten people.
Call them at work and all that stuff?
Well, you can call them at work. I mean, that's...
You can't? I thought they stopped that.
No, it's you give all your information, and the debt collector has the right to be able to try and track down their debt, so...
Really?
But they cannot do it in a threatening manner.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things.
If you're buying a new car, you may want to wait until 2018. Go back to 1918 for a car. So the reason the National Highway National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issued a rule yesterday is because there have been so many accidents in the last 4 or 5 years involving backing up. Because young people don't know how to use mirrors. Most people, even Richie's age, Kenny's age, maybe even my age, don't know how to back a car up. So do you know what the government's answer to fixing that is? To require that all cars manufactured after 2018 will have a rear view television monitor.
You know what?
So
that's
you will have
more accidents.
Well, I don't get.
I have one.
Teach somebody how to drive, for God's sake.
Yeah, no, I mean you
have
your
one.
Passenger mirror. Yeah, no, in my SUV, I have one.
Really?
And I will tell you, it will cause more accidents if you depend on that, because you cannot get the distance right.
Right.
And you cannot get the left and right hand side. Like, for example, I just backed into my parking space here at the building.
Right.
The mirror would only kind of show you, okay, how close you are to the wall behind you, but not how close you are to the wall to your right.
Mm-hmm.
So you will scrape that right wall if you depend on the backup mirror.
Yeah.
I stopped using my TV thing in my SUV because it was kind of throwing me off. I use it when I, like, okay, when I'm a few inches from, you know, a wall or a car or a tree or something like that in the parking spot that I'm backing up to.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm backing out of the driveway to see if there's any kids or kids' toys back there. But never use it as far as where am I. For that, I use my mirrors.
The only group opposed to this, according to the information from Washington, the National Body Shop Association.
Who knew?
Well, think about it for a second.
I guess it figures.
If you don't know how to back your car up, you just said it.
Don't worry, you'll
back
be fine.
Into some.
You'll be fine. Those TVs.
Yeah.
You know,
hi, Dr.
Mirror,
Ron. What?
You know how they say in the mirror, things are closer than they appear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Right.
888-302-3684. Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a few moments with what he thinks is the best way to fix the fact that if he treats a Medicare patient, he might lose 24% on the service call. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/airhandler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24.
Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Really? No way! Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house.
This house.
This house.
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Buzzer beaters, Cinderella stories. Nothing beats the situation with March Madness, which continues, other than the some of these great things at Buffalo Wild Wings. Catch your favorite sauce. The official hangout for the NCAA is, Richie, you got it, Buffalo Wild Wing.
That's right.
All right, let's
got one right across the street here.
Dr. Ron Hoffman to fix this for after we've had too many of those wings and get a little indigestion. Dr. Ron, welcome. How are you, sir?
How are you doing, Doug?
I'm well. I'm wondering how you're doing. How much Medicare work do you do in your office? Dr. Ron Hoffman practices in New York, well-known physician. Go to his website, drhoffman.com, aimed at helping a lot of the clients and people who aren't clients yet figure out what's going on. So how much Medicare business do you do?
Absolutely zero. And the reason for that, I'll tell you what, actually increasingly doctors are withdrawing from Medicare because of the complicated regulations, the need for expensive equipment to send bills and transmit payments, but also because in the field that I practice, which is nutritional medicine, they just don't have the right kind of codes for reimbursement to compensate me for my services. Yeah. A long time ago, I figured that if I sit for an hour with a patient and talk about high blood pressure, for example, and at the end of it say, well, you don't really need medication. We'll try this and that and the other thing, diet, exercise, certain herbs. At the end, I will receive a check from the U.S. government for $43.32. I said, I'm not going to take part in that. So unfortunately, for some who are using Medicare, well, you know, they just pay like you normally would, you know, in a store, department store, you know, when you buy a piece of furniture, you know, you don't submit a copay, and then the government supports your enterprise.
So what do you, in 20 seconds, what do you tell people when they ask you that question? What do you tell them?
I will tell them, you know, A, that it's very important to exercise. That's a given. Also, the type of diet that I put people on is a very low-carbohydrate diet, which is very efficient for helping people to lose weight for the most part, because most people are reducing fats to the steak. I also put people on supplements of garlic. That's a blood pressure lower, coenzyme Q10, magnesium. We increase the amount of potassium people consume through vegetables and juices, and vitamin D. Vitamin D.
Okay, so what do you think? Dr. Oz has been doing a lot of work for something called carcinogenia. Is that? I don't know.
Yeah, something like Garcinia cambogia.
Thank you. That too.
God, you almost said carcinogenic there, which would be.
I did. So, what is this? Does that stuff work?
I just checked it out. You know, there are very few human studies on this. The studies are kind of equivocal. Some of the information is generated from rats.
Rats lose weight on this stuff.
So it's good for you, Doug.
Well, thanks, Richie.
And
April Fools. Yeah. All right. So you think that's something? I mean, exercise is the best way to lose weight. Period. Eat right and exercise.
Pretty much that's the old formula.
No mystery there. All right. Thanks, Ron. Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com, with some expertise for us here on Good Day.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Starsky and Hutch.
Breakbeat Blue
Cheek. All right. Reggie and Kenny and Doug here with our Tech Talk time, setting aside time every single day for updates on various news from the world of technology. Shelley Palmer, they usually get to start with a report. As a matter of fact, today he's going to talk with you about how to permanently delete your Facebook. How does delete your Facebook page?
Good, right? Because I have an account that I need to delete, and it won't let me.
Really?
Yeah, the Gmail. Why would, huh? Liddy's. G. Gordon Liddy's.
Really?
I shut it down, and when he retired, and it's still there, and it won't let me delete it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So
we'll keep saying, it is I.
And Ridge McFadden.
It won't go away.
It won't go away. All right, so we'll figure out how to get rid of G. Gordon Liddy's Facebook page and yours as well. If you want to do that, that's coming right up here on Good Day.
I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactive Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-274-5189. 1-800-274-5189. That number again is 1-800-274-5189. 5189.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook is a great way to stay connected with family and friends and to kill some time by playing a few levels of Candy Crush. But if you've come to the point where Facebook is more of a burden than a blessing, permanently deleting your account is pretty easy. Here's how to get rid of it for good. Search for delete account in the Facebook Help Center, which is at facebook.com/help. Facebook will warn you that once your profile is deleted, the information you had there will be inaccessible. Then click delete my account. You'll be asked if you're really sure you want to get rid of the account, and if you click yes, enter your password, and complete the capture, you're gone. An email from Facebook will confirm that you've successfully deleted your account, and if you all of a sudden have a change of heart, don't worry. Facebook gives you a 2-week grace period. Log back into your account and click the cancel deletion button, and everything will be right with the world. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-272-7849. 1-800-272-7849. That number again is 1-800-272-7849.
All right, as this is a reflection on what's going on in the world of technology, I thought we ought to just spend a minute or two trying to really unravel what happened at the healthcare.gov website yesterday. It didn't go down once. It went down twice.
April Fool's.
So, yeah, but it was March 31st.
Oh, darn, we missed.
But you know what the biggest April Fool joke here, and I wonder if this happens elsewhere. We expect the usual malfeasance when it comes to government stuff. But how many other websites do you know that are commercially used by lots of people? When you go to them, they don't work. Is it just the airlines? Or is there, I mean, I can't, if you navigate correctly, at least I find it to be the case, I can get a ticket online. But I find it very difficult to do oftentimes. Some people say it's just me, you know, it's very easy. But aren't there websites that you go to and you're supposed to, they don't give you a choice? You know, you can't call somebody on the phone. You can't go visit the office. So you have to use the website, and it doesn't work. I think it's a big hoax in a lot of circumstances. But yet you wonder who the hoax is on, because under the circumstances, you would think that people would want to encourage folks to do business with them, and yet they don't pay attention to their websites. I think it's kind of counterintuitive. At least that's the way it seems to me. Anyway, I must be the only one who's had that experience.
We agree.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.